Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
Hello, I'm Umar Pagadampake Pagan alongside Ian McNally, and we're talking today about Marvel's Inhumans. It's the new TV series that's going to hit ABC in the US and, well, wherever we can get it over here in Malaysia. But what makes this one different is the first two episodes were actually shot on IMAX cameras and released in cinemas, and surprisingly, released here in Malaysia too.
Yeah, simultaneously with the US.
I mean, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I wish it would have been a different movie or TV show that had done it with.
Okay, so there is a lot that is wrong with this show, and yet I found myself strangely enjoying it as well. Ian clearly hated it. So what we saw on IMAX over here were the first two episodes that were kind of cut together to be one 75-minute movie.
Yeah.
Make no mistake, there is absolutely no reason why this thing needed to be released in cinema.
Calling it a movie is doing it a lot of favors. There's nothing cinematic about it at all.
There is nothing cinematic about this. It feels like a television show.
Yep.
It feels, well, what's worse, it feels like a network TV show.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean we've become so used to the Netflix treatment of things where...
Or AMC,
where a TV show unfolds over 10 episodes and it's almost like a novel with a beginning, middle, and end. And then, of course, there's network TV where everything has to happen within 40 minutes and to cater to that one-off audience, right? Yeah. And this one still feels like that.
Yeah, so we should say what the Inhumans are, I guess,
for people who don't know. Okay, so if you don't know and you don't follow any of the Marvel comics or television series, the Inhumans are a group of superheroes that are genetically modified from a race called the Kree.
Yeah.
We see some of it in some of the Marvel movies, but it's kind of irrelevant.
Yeah, they've kind of done some of it in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as well.
Yeah, but I mean, all that's irrelevant. What they're trying to do really is tell a kind of Thor-esque Game of Thrones type story regarding royal families. And
they're like the X-Men, only more of a monarchy, and when you get your powers, you're exposed to this mist, and when you get your powers, supposedly it's to fill an evolutionary need, but they can be good and also bad. And judging from the opening of this, they've all got the royal family have all got the sweet, cool powers, and everyone else gets really, really bad powers, and that's kind of we're supposed to be okay with that.
And then they end up in mines.
So it's like, you know, you might be, you know, second cousin from the king, and then you go in and you've got shovels for hands. Well, you're going in the mines, son. You know, that whole career as an author is out the window.
And I think that, for me, was the biggest problem with the premise, in that I didn't necessarily feel for the royal family because they all feel like a bunch of pompous asses.
Yes.
And because they're all such pompous asses, I didn't actually care when bad things happened to them.
Yeah, I kind of... Éowyn Rion is the bad guy who was Ramsay Bolton in Game of Thrones. And I found myself, like, kind of being... Apart from the sexual harassment case against Medusa, which, considering this guy's... It comes back to the network TV thing again. There's a moment where he's macking on her and it's awful, and it feels like this has been going on before, and she is the queen. Like, she should have no reason saying, "Guards, throw him in a cell. He's giving me grief right now." Or just go tell Black Bolt, "Your brother is sexually harassing me." We're supposed to be an advanced human race. And instead, she just kind of pouts over it and hits him with her hair.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So apart from that, I found myself empathizing with him more. I was like, yeah, let the workers out of the mines. These guys, the king doesn't even speak.
No, but that's the conceit, right? So the idea behind the king, Black Bolt, played by Anson Mount, is that he can't speak because unfortunately his power is to let out this massive sonic wave that destroys everything in
its
path, yeah. Including, we hear, his parents.
Yes, and in a moment that is supposed to be tragic, but there was ruffles of laughter. When we saw it,
it kind of felt comedic. Yes. Yeah. But that being said, I quite enjoyed Anson Mount. I don't know. I think it's very difficult for an actor to play a mute character.
I don't know. Wally did it pretty fine. This guy seems to have a real problem with it.
Did you not like it?
I thought he was comical. Like, this is Black Bolt. So I'm not hugely familiar with the comics, but in the comics, they're always held up as these kind of like incredibly powerful, incredibly noble, regal characters. And this guy's a guy in a leather coat. He looks like he's just come off a TT race. And he's sign languaging. He always looks like he's pouting, or like it's not only that he has this powerful voice. He looks like he's trying to hold it in the whole time. And then when a coup happens and the Inhuman royal family find themselves separated on Earth, all in Hawaii, because I guess tax breaks.
Hawaii.
At that point onwards, he just starts like mugging it for the camera. It's like a silent cartoon where like he's just like his eyes are going super wide at different things. And when he runs away from the cops at one point. It's almost like Scooby and Shaggy. It looks really goofy.
Because he's wearing human clothes for the first time and it's
uncomfortable. Even when he's running in his inhuman clothes, you know, you expect him to be doing some parkour or something or like, you know, breathe through one nostril and make himself fly or something like that. But as a result, it's just, he looks dumb.
I liked him.
I thought it looked dumb.
You know, with all of this crap about the show, I found myself grinning and quite enjoying it. It's got such a level of cheese.
Oh, it's pure cheddar.
It is. I would watch this for the same reason I would watch something like Lucifer on Fox. Mm. It's terrible. But I don't know why I like having it running in the background while I'm replying to emails.
Oh, God.
Marvel doesn't make shows like this,
no.
Right? I mean, that's what we've not come to expect that from Marvel.
Nobody makes shows like this, not intentionally.
I mean, they do, man. Fox still makes shows like this. But
I haven't seen the new MacGyver yet.
We don't expect it from Marvel.
Yeah.
And so I think we're a lot harsher on it. I think it will find an audience, though. I think it'll find an audience in the non-superhero fans, the people who like the week-to-week procedurals. You see, because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., ever since they've gotten like their fourth and fifth, sixth season mm-hmm. renewals, they've gone full on comic book. I mean, they're
they had Ghost Rider in it, and it was good.
And it was good, yeah. and they're hitting close to like Legends of Tomorrow levels of absurdity, right?
Yeah.
Which regular mass audiences may not necessarily go
but
towards.
I was talking to somebody about Legends of Tomorrow the other day, and I said like, yeah, it's good because it hits that Xena/Hercules itch from the '90s,
which was
fun, but it was also relatively smart.
And it
was very smart, actually. And even Buffy was that as well. I ran out of paper writing down all the dumb things that happened in this movie.
The scripting was bad.
Yeah, just some of the plot machinations. Like
the IMAX was pointless.
Black Bolt can't talk, but their entire communication system is based off voice. So they've never come up with the ability for him to WhatsApp anybody. There's a guy, Karnak, whose whole power is he can, very much like Nicolas Cage in Next, he can see the options. You know, if he's in a fight with five guys, he can look at the options and figure out which one's the best one, which is a massive superpower and takes away all the drama because you can never get that guy. So they put him in a situation where he doesn't use that and bangs his head. And it's like, that is literally headbangingly awful. That is a really bad way to cut the knees off one of your characters. And that character doesn't even have that power in the comics. It's like, why have you set yourself up this problem and then gotten rid of it? Something very similar happens with Medusa, and there's another laugh out loud moment there where something happens with her hair and they use a very Earth-like implement to do it. It's like the entire place is very alien
modern,
and inhumane.
Modern, futuristic.
And then they take out a pair of normal shears.
Yeah.
That was weird.
It was.
Unfortunately, the girl who plays Medusa, everything she does, every choice, acting choice she makes is awful.
There is one explanation for this, though. All of this. The showrunner is the same guy who did Iron Fist.
Yeah.
When I saw his name in the credits, I was like, oh, this is why.
Yeah, it's just, but there's so many problems that should have been solved in script level. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I think
we have to separate these characters. I did like the way they used, so there's one of the big, you know, Newman's most iconic features is they have a giant bulldog dog called Lockjaw.
Which is the best character in the show.
Yeah, and he spends half the episode sleeping.
He does.
He is, again, a cheat card to get you out of every single situation. So they take that out. I like that. And I like the fact that the way that, you know, Crystal says, take everyone to the same space and then the dog doesn't. And Karnak's kind of annoyed at that. That's
stupid dog. But here's the thing. I mean, those were the moments where the script kind of falls short. And I don't know how much of it had to do with the writers and how much of it had to do with the directors. Because you're watching that moment where Karnak gets sent off to the edge of a cliff, right, by the dog before he teleports out of there. And he says, stupid dog. And all of these things happen. In my mind, I'm waiting for him to repeat the line, stupid dog, because it would be funny if you keep repeating that line because the dog put him there.
Yeah.
But they don't go there.
No.
They don't go for Instead, they go for the stupid jokes.
Yeah, and they give him the Doctor Strange style things when he's just walking about. Like, it's like he's figuring out north, south, east, and west. We're just like, just have him walk for a bit.
Just lick your finger and stick it up in the air.
And I haven't even talked about Gorgon and his backwards leg boots. Like, he has backwards legs, but he has boots that he can put on that makes him look normal, which he takes off whenever the opportunity presents itself, even when there's other people around. And he's supposed to be the head of the Royal Guard, and he goes searching for somebody, and his idea of searching for somebody is to scream at the sea and then to try and go swimming, even though he's never been swimming before. It's just so much. That's too dumb. It's just too dumb. Even on a production level, when they know they're making this for IMAX, they should have edited out. They don't do it previously on in the middle, but it's a point where every single character kind of, it recaps where everyone is in Hawaii, and then it gives you a little flashback of how they got there.
Which you would do in an episodic TV show.
Yeah, but when you've literally just seen him appear there and say, stupid dog, and then the next scene is him there with a flashback to stupid dog, and wait, what? Oh, I guess that was the halfway point. But it's ill thought out on almost every level. The sets are kind of nice on Atalan, and like I said, Ewan Rheon and the actress who plays Auron seem interesting, but everyone else just seems like they could all, you know, season two could have a completely different cast of Inhumans if they ever got that far, and I wouldn't be that bothered.
I don't think it will get that far.
Yeah.
That being said, I'll still watch it. Mm. I'll have it running in the background. I kind of enjoy the story of Black Bolt, and also I want to see where they take this on the TV series. I'm not filled with much confidence.
No.
Black
Bolt in prison could be amazing.
If
it's all just set up for, like, you know, Medusa opening a hair salon, Black Bolt operating in prison and just doing Oz.
And then running into the characters from Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you got something there.
It could work, you know.
It could work. But there's no reason for you to watch this on IMAX.
No.
There is no reason for you to watch this on the big screen.
Not only that, there's some scenes, I don't know, I think there were reshoots on this or something, because there's some scenes which is like, okay, that's the hill from Lost and that's the road driveway from The Descendants. But then there's another point where it's mostly Medusa and she seems to be shot in front of a row of potted plants with an orange light behind them. Did you notice that? Like, the background is super out of focus. Like, you see Black Bolt walking down the road in Hawaii, and it's like, you know, foreground, midground, background. You can see it's Hawaii, it's a street. But hers, like, shot, like, they put Vaseline on the lens, and she's super close, and they can't see the behind of it. So it's like, we're not going back to Hawaii, but you need to redo your lines, because they were awful the first time, and what they get in the can is also kind of awful.
You know what I think it was? I think they couldn't spring for the special effects on her hair,
so they
decided, let's cut it off.
Probably,
it'll make life a lot easier.
And then they'd made that decision after they'd already gotten back from Hawaii, and they reshot her in front of some, because it's really, you know, really obvious. It's like she's like standing on a stage.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
So, Inhumans, still in cinemas, but you know what? It launches as a TV series.
29th of September, I think.
At the end of the month, exactly. So, let us know if you caught it. I'm on at Umar Pagan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime.
This is At The Movies on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.